We're visiting on the telephone this morning with Aaron Putzi. Aaron is the Director of Communications for the Iowa Soybean Association and also coordinates the Iowa Food and Family Project. Aaron, I see the Food and Family Project's going to be involved in a project in cooperation with the Iowa FFA Association, the FFA Foundation, and Meals from the Heartland. You're going to be packaging meals at the FFA convention in Ames next week. So tell us about that.
Well, it's really an extension of the special delivery campaign that many of your listeners, I'm sure, recall. It was launched last December, and the purpose and mission of the special delivery campaign is to bring food and shelter to the people of Haiti who were devastated 2 years ago by a 7.0 magnitude earthquake that struck the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Since December, we have been rallying support to the Global Compassion Network to provide modified grain bins developed by Sukup as housing for people displaced by the earthquake. And as part of this effort, the Iowa Soybean Association is contributing up to $1,000 per safety home donated for the purchase and packaging of soy-based meals from the heartland that will accompany these homes to assist the people of Haiti. And we are going to be rallying FFA members from across the state at the State FFA Leadership Conference April 22nd and 23rd to package nearly a quarter of a million servings of meals to help the people of Haiti.
That's a pretty lofty goal, 250,000 packages that you're going to be putting together. How are you going to do that?
Well, it's going to take people power, and that's the wonderful part of this relationship with FFA. You know, the Iowa Soybean Association has been a tremendous partner of FFA for many, many years, and as we worked with Meals from the Heartland and all of the people involved in special delivery, including our wonderful co-chairs, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds and Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, it just seemed that the FFA conference would be the perfect opportunity to bring together the people power, the enthusiasm of our youth across Iowa. We'll be gathering hundreds of FFA members that will be standing shoulder to shoulder to help make this food packaging event take place as we look toward accomplishing our goal of not only the Meals from the Heartland, but also the 48 safety homes donated to the Global Compassion Network that will assist the people of Haiti.
Now, I understand you're what, about two-thirds of the way there on the homes goal that you have?
It's been I struggle for the words to find the right words in talking about describing the way that people have rallied behind this special delivery effort. It's been a volunteer effort from day one, and relying on the generosity of particularly Iowans, but we have had people from nationwide that have contributed toward these homes. Each home is $5,700, so if you do the math, you know, 50 of those homes, the dollars add up. And we are more than 30 units that have been received thus far, donations for more than 30 units. And we know of at least another 15 units that have been pledged. So we are looking at not only meeting the goal of 48 by June 1st, but in all likelihood, we'll be surpassing that goal.
Tell me about the food packages that will be sent there. What do they consist of?
Well, they're soy-based. Primary ingredient is soybeans, which was the perfect tie-in for the Iowa Soybean Association and its support of the special delivery campaign. So you have soy protein as a main ingredient of those packets. There's also vegetables, rice, and the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that really pack a punch. I mean, we had Meals from the Heartland prepared for the news conference when we launched special delivery at the Iowa State House last December. It was my first opportunity to actually sample the product. Meals from the Heartland prepared some of those meals for us to sample, and it really is a very nutrient-packed, very protein-dense menu item that is perfectly suited for developing countries. It can be transported very easily. It is really a menu item and a food item that is just ideally suited for the people of Haiti to help them as we then work with them. Global Compassion Network is leading this effort to really assist them in getting their feet on the ground after that earthquake and to make the steps forward that they need to improve the quality of life there in and around Port-au-Prince and certainly around the Lacaille area there in Haiti.
Well, it sounds like a great project that you've got going here in cooperation with the FFA, and it's going to be fun to watch this taking place, I'm sure.
It will be, and it's very rewarding to work so closely with FFA and Meals from the Heartland, and in addition to the dollars provided and the contribution, the significant contribution made by the Iowa Soybean Association toward the Meals from the Heartland. We have also received a donation from Cargill's Iowa region as well that will be going toward the food packaging event April 22nd and 23rd there in Ames. So we're looking forward to it, and would just like to extend our sincere appreciation to everybody that has helped make Special Delivery Homes, Help, and Hope for Haiti such a success.